Hey, how's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Uncooked with Darren Brown. That's me, your boy, DB, in the flesh. Hey, if you're new to this podcast, let me just tell you what it's about real quick. So this podcast, Uncooked, is about money and life, how they go together. And I just break down some ways on how you can make some better spending habits or spending decisions, I should say. And also how investments and how all these things work. And I won't tell you what to do with your money, but I'll at least give you the tools to understand how the economics work behind the day-to-day things we see every day. So if you haven't already, please look down in the comments, like and subscribe to the channel. I own a consulting company called Advantage Financial Consulting, and we have some really advanced personal finance software over there where you sync up your accounts and we create you a budget, and then we follow up with your spending to make sure you're staying on track. It's a really, really cool system. So if you get a chance, check that out too. Link is in the description, advantagefc.com. Check all that stuff out when you guys get a chance. It's a bunch of links down there, so just check it out. It's a bunch of good stuff. Anyway, moving forward. So today, this topic will be on, like, you know, the everyday things you see. Okay, so you're watching the news, right? And I was watching news the other day, and I was thinking, I heard all these terms that if I hadn't had a background in, like, personal finance and investing, I would have no idea what they meant. Now, some of these terms might be a little more elementary than others, but I'll just give you an example. So the S&P is down 300 points. The NASDAQ composite is up 100 points, and the NASDAQ 100 is up 100 points. Just giving a loose example. Crude oil is at its all-time low. Unemployment rates are skyrocketing. The Fed is reducing interest rates. Some of these terms you hear all the time, and some you might know what they are or have an idea, but I just wanted to do a video to break down and explain what those common terms mean that we hear on the news like every day, you know. And it's like, maybe this is something that affects me, maybe it's not. And I'll also tell you not only what it means, but what affects you more or less, because some things affect you a little bit more than others. So the terms I'll be going over today will be what the S&P 500 is, the NASDAQ composite, what inflation is, what the Fed is, and how they control interest rates, how the unemployment rate is calculated. And I also go into when they say the price of a barrel of crude oil, I'll go into the economics behind how they come up with that figure and how that affects what you pay at the gas pump. So it's all really interesting stuff, and I think it'll benefit everybody. So, you know, I try not to cut this too much. So if you see me, you know, taking a sip of water, I will be honest today. This is beer. Actually, it's not water today. It's a Heineken. So shout out to Heineken for a beer sponsor. We'll be looking for you guys soon. So anyway, without any further ado, let's get right into it. So the S&P 500. So you hear this term a lot, the S&P 500. What does it mean? The S&P 500 is an index, and what that means is it's the 500 largest U.S. companies, American companies. So think like the big boys, like, you know, Apple, Google, Microsoft, Bank of America, who else? I don't know, Chase, like the 500 biggest companies, and they're in one big pool, a market pool. It's called the S&P 500. And what's interesting about this is why they tell you this on the news every day. That's generally how the big business is doing. So they take these big companies and they say, okay, we have 500 of these big, huge companies, and this is what they're doing on average. So if the S&P is down 2 points or 3 points, that's what's happening on average of all the companies. So it's an indicator of how well the largest companies are doing. And I'm not going too deep into economics, but it has a factor in how well the country is doing and things of that nature. Now, does that affect you directly on a day-to-day basis? Not necessarily, but it can. It can. If the S&P does slide, companies will make changes and adjustments based off of what the S&P is. But if the S&P has to really fall, or something drastic has to happen before you're going to really feel some change in your day-to-day life. So that's what the S&P 500 is. Now, you also hear about the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, the Dow Jones are not tech companies. These are more like your industrial companies, like fuel and things like that, corn, grain, like your industries. And it's an average, again. It's 30 companies, and it's an index. And how the Dow Jones is doing is, again, just kind of like another indicator of how well the country is doing in that area. So I hope that makes some sense to you. Same with the NASDAQ. Now, the NASDAQ composite is also a large group of companies that's only electronic. So it's not like you see the trading floors and all the craziness, like the New York Stock Exchange. The NASDAQ is all electronic. So it's all computers going crazy. And again, it's another index of about 3,000, a little over 3,000 companies. And how the NASDAQ moves is how well your stocks are going and things of that nature. So these things are indexes. So these are all that. So if the market's down, the NASDAQ will be down, the Dow Jones will be down, and they kind of move together. Not 100% together, but if the S&P is not going to take a nosedive and the NASDAQ be up, it doesn't work that way. They kind of work together. So this is something I can get into more when you want, when we go into like how stocks work and things like that. So that's a big one that you'll hear every day on the news. Another one that you hear a lot is you hear you hear about the Fed controlling the interest rates. Now, this is very interesting. The Fed is a very, very, very powerful entity. So the Federal Reserve Bank is the Bank of the United States. Think of it like that. It's like the Bank of the United States. Now, the Fed controls interest rates. So sometimes on the news you'll hear the Fed is increasing interest rates, or the Fed is lowering interest rates. Sometimes you hear those terms. Now, this is what that means. The Fed, think of the Fed as the mother goose, like the main bank of America. Not Bank of America, the Bank of America as we know with the red and white, like the Federal Reserve Bank, the big boy. So they loan money out to all the other banks, okay? So if they increase interest rates, this is what that means. They increase the interest rate that they loan money at to the other banks. So that means when you go to get a bank loan, your interest rate is going to be higher because that bank had to have a higher interest rate getting money from the big main bank, okay? So when they lower interest rates, go lower at your banks. So let's say if interest rates are high, the Federal Reserve Bank is saying, okay, we're charging Bank of America, chasing you guys, we're charging you guys more money, okay, to loan money from us. So in turn, if you go get a mortgage from, let's say, Chase or Bank of America or wherever, your interest rate is going to be higher for your mortgage or for your car, for long-term like loans. So when they lower interest rates, that's good. Well, I'm not going deep into economics, but that's good for you immediately because that means your interest rates will be lower for your house or your car because the banks are loaning more money because they got it at a lower price. Okay, if that makes any sense. Now, the Federal Reserve Bank also is in control of all of the economics that happen in the country. So the Federal Reserve Bank is responsible for all the United States economics as we know it. The Federal Reserve is the end all be all. They're the big boys. So you hear the Fed, that is the Bank of the United States. They control everything. They're the big boys. Also want to throw this out there too with S&P 500. I just want to backtrack a little bit. So with the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, and I don't think, guys, that because these indexes go up, that that means it's better for you. Because a lot of these companies, they do business overseas, and they might be doing great, but that's not an indicator of how well the American people are doing. Just so let's just get that clear, okay? Just because the company or the business is doing well doesn't mean that there's less unemployment or less, you know, violence or less of any other bad thing. That just means Apple and Google are doing well, which can mean that they're hiring, or they might be, you know, hiring a lot more, but that doesn't mean nationwide the nation is doing good overall. It just means economically, the largest companies of America are doing well. So it's strong for the US or America on the economic side, more than for you personally, from what you might feel in your day to day. And again, getting into economics can get very, very complicated. So I'm just trying to cover the basis of what affects you and what doesn't. And S&P 500 will affect you if it just totally nosedives and we have like a recession. But the S&P and the Dow Jones and NASDAQ going up and down like they do will not affect your every day to day, you know, life or anything like that. Now, I will tell you it will affect you every day. However, let's talk for a second about inflation. Now, inflation is the Federal Reserve Bank keeps inflation. Their idea is to keep inflation at 2% every year. That's their goal, to keep inflation at 2%. Okay. When inflation goes up, and I'm sure some of you guys might already know this, when inflation goes up, things get more expensive. Inflation goes down, things get cheaper. It's all supply and demand. And how this works, let me explain this. The Federal Reserve Bank, they control how much money is in the system. Okay? So it's supply and demand. If there's, for instance, $1,000 for all of us to use, it's going to be more scarce. Okay? Because I may have 100, you may have 100, and it's, let's say it's 10 people, and we all have to only use $100 each. Versus if there's $1,000,000 in the system, the value of that dollar goes down because it's so much more money. Okay. Now, the Federal Reserve Bank, they control these interest rates, and they actually control inflation as well. And they control these things to make sure the economy runs smooth. Okay. So it's really not, it's not super complicated, but these are things that you might need to know when you're watching the news, just so you know what the hell is going on. Okay. So that's the way that works with the Federal Reserve Bank. They control interest rates. They control inflation rates. Okay. Now, we've seen some bad examples of inflation going crazy, like in Venezuela and some other countries where the inflation just went through the roof and the money became worthless because inflation is too high. It's too much money in the system. Now, not without getting into all the other, you know, political reasons, and I'm not getting into all that. That's just the economic reason behind what happens. So that's inflation. Now, that will affect you. You will feel that if inflation is high, what you pay for in the grocery store will be more expensive due to inflation. It's a pretty simple dynamic, just so you know what's going on, if you had no idea. Moving on. Unemployment rate. Now, this is a good one for you guys, okay? The unemployment rate is not, when you hear the unemployment rate is at 8%, that does not mean that 8% of people in America are unemployed. That's not what that means. That means that 8% of the available workforce, excuse me guys, I'm sorry, I get like a head cold or something. I got a head cold, and you know what's funny? I'm drinking beer with a cold. That's definitely not the way to go. Anyway, where was I? So back to the unemployment rates. So unemployment rates, if the unemployment rate is 8%, that doesn't mean 8% of people in America are unemployed. No, it means that 8% of the available workforce is unemployed. Now, this does not count for millions of people. And how they come up with this number is actually there's a survey. They actually divide the entire country into 2,000 little parts. And then they'll take like 500 or 600 of these parts, or maybe I think it's 800, and they'll actually do surveys, and they'll call to see, hey, if you're working, where do you work, what do you make, and they'll do random surveys for about 60,000 different households. So based off of that survey is how they come up with unemployment rates. Now, I'm going to leave a link in the description of some really good videos that I saw earlier that broke it down into further detail if you want to know more about how the unemployment rate is calculated. But the unemployment rate is a big indicator of how well the country is doing. So the Federal Reserve Bank, they will also use those interest rates to keep unemployment low, or if unemployment rate is high, to bring it down and to keep it low, because unemployment rates are no good for anybody. So one other thing that they talk about often on the news is GDP, which is gross domestic product. And what gross domestic product is, it's an equivalent of all the money spent from all the businesses and from everywhere. I mean, everything. This includes even government spending. And the United States is right around like 12 or 13 trillion bucks. That's for everything. If I bought some coffee or for services rendered, for whatever, it's all the money people spent. It's called gross domestic product. And that's another just indicator of how well the country is doing. Now, that in itself may not affect you too much on a day-to-day basis, but what will affect you is the price of oil per barrel. OPEC, what OPEC does is there, it's a group of like 20 or 30 countries that have the most oil pretty much. And they pretty much sell oil to the majority of the world. So they can control the prices of, you know, how much oil costs, how much doesn't. At the end of the day, all these things from the oil prices to unemployment rates to inflation, the name of the game is supply and demand when it comes to economics. That's the, at its core, it's supply and demand. So if you want, when you're watching the news and you see these terms being used, the Fed, inflation, gross domestic product, these are some things that you need to know exactly what they are. Now, if you see the market's all tanking, everything's flashing red, I'm sure you'll get the picture. But it's also good to know, okay, the S&P is down, you know, U.S. companies, the big companies aren't doing that well. So at least have a knowledge of what's going on. And that's why I want to do this video, is because I want to inform people how these things work. Now, I'll leave a link in the description for details on each one. So you could, if you want to look deeper into how these things work, I'll leave links in the description. So guys, thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Uncooked. I appreciate it. Again, I really appreciate the support I've been getting on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. The support has been unreal. Like, seriously, guys. I mean, it's been, these views are going up by the thousand. And I really appreciate all the support that I've been getting. It means a lot to me. And again, I'm in the education business. I'm just trying to show people how these things work, because knowledge is power. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people, millions even, in the United States that have no knowledge of these things. And the guys that do have knowledge about these things are making money. The people that understand how money works are making money. So if you want to be a person that improves your financial situation and you want to make some money or start investing or just get yourself to the next level, learning about how money works at its basic level is the first place to start. Now, I could be like a motivational speaker and go and all that, and I can, and in time, maybe so. But until then, learning the basics and mastering the basics of economics and personal finance will be key to you being in a position to make that first step toward investing. And then once you get into the investing realm, you can run wild. There are plenty of people that'll tell you, put your money here, put your money there, and have fun with that. So till then, guys, it's been another episode. I appreciate it. Again, please feel free to look down at the links in the description for more details on any one of the topics that I cover. Also, I'll have some small businesses I'll feature down there in the links as well. So check those guys out. And again, thanks for watching. We'll catch you on the next one.